be different. We've got one that would be reappointed December, this, they term out December of this year, 21, and 122 and 123. Letter of recommendation there from the board. The senior board operates from people's property tax. They have a levy of 5 cents per 100 assessed value.
Move to appoint Glenda Hunt to fill the remaining term of Tim Taylor until 12/31 of 2021.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to appoint Richard Baer to fill the term left vacant by David Schmail until 12/31 of 22.
I'll second that motion.
I have a quick question. Have we gotten a letter of resignation from the other two? Do we know?
No, I didn't even know the other two. I asked when Leslie said about David that can't think of his name. Mike Merrill said that he got an email from him. I asked her to ask Mike to please forward us the letter of resignation, and then Leslie's not here today.
So I don't know if we've gotten those yet. So we want to hold off on those
and
other two?
Bill Wiley, I asked about that, and they said he was moving to Springfield, so I don't have, we haven't gotten it from the chairman.
So we haven't accepted their letters of resignation yet.
I've not seen them.
Okay. I'll, if you withdraw your second, I'll withdraw my motion.
Are you withdrawing your second?
I didn't make a second.
You second.
Oh, I seconded. Yeah, I'll withdraw my second.
I'll withdraw my motion. And we'll make sure we get those. We'll accept their resignations, and then we can appoint after that. No, first motion was voted on. That gentleman passed away, so we don't need to accept a resignation from him.
All right. County clerk discussion of purchasing poll pads.
Good morning. The poll pads that we have now are iPad Air 1s. They've quit updating the OS on them, the operating system on them, and they haven't received an update since iOS 12 or iPad 12, iPad OS 12. They're on 14.6 now. They've been releasing security updates for the iPad. That will end at this year or beginning of next year. And what we're here, we've got 54 poll pads now. And with them not going to be releasing security updates, we are asking if the commission will help us in the 22 budget to replace the pads that we have. We've got a grant to...
Yeah, we have a grant right now between $7,000 to $8,000. We haven't checked the balance yet, but we have about $7,000 to $8,000 that we could apply this year once we go out for bid. But the problem is we can't have two different operating systems. We can't manage two different, you know, if we buy some new iPads this year, then if we don't buy new iPads next year for the remainder of them, then we're not going to match. And so it, that's why we're coming for you today. We have the grant money we want to use on it this year, but we need to know if the commission will allow the purchase, will provide money in the 2022 budget for the remainder of the purchase. And it's about $60,000 because they're $1,000 a piece. That $1,000 includes the first year of maintenance plus software and, of course, the equipment. Which seems high, but it's not actually that high compared to that's what it was when we bought them the last time. So they really haven't gone up significantly. We're going to request that we can send them our current poll pads and reduce the cost, but each day that we wait, that goes down lower and lower, the amount that they'll allow.
Like a trade-in value?
Like a trade-in value, yes.
Do you have to use iPads or can any operating system, can you use Android?
We can use, yes. We can go out for bid and get whatever type.
So yes. What's the software that you use?
Right now we are using NoInk poll pad software on the
NoInk?
KNOINK.
Okay. And I can tell you that a lot of the counties around us are using NoInk, Christian County and Green County.
Stone does too.
And Stone, because the other, at least today or last week, the price of the other companies are greater than the NoInk company.
So no KNOINK.
That's our vendor.
What's that?
Is there anything else with it? NoInk. Okay.
NoInk.
That's the software.
That's our vendor that we purchased the poll pads through.
Do you have to purchase the poll pads through them?
Yes.
Why can't we just buy the software and put it on our own equipment?
They have to control the updates on that software.
Is that the state says they have to control it?
That is from them. They won't sell us just the software.
Yeah. Now the pole pads, that simply takes in your information. That's where you. That's the.
That's the. It's the roster.
It's not voting. Yeah, that's just
no,
the roster.
No, it's simply.
It's simply the roster.
Right. It is the. So electronic roster instead of the paper, which took forever to locate. That's why we can move voters through much faster.
Now the machines, the tabulator machines that we have, are still in. They're still the top notch. It's completely top, completely different. I guess creature you'd say.
We may get additional grant money next year, but we don't know that yet. We haven't heard anything about any grant money. But we do have about, I believe, between 7,000 to 8,000. I don't think we've applied for anything. I didn't check it this morning, but I believe we have between $7,000 and $8,000 that we can use from this grant money.
Do you apply for this grant each year? Does it?
We
just
don't apply. Well, I have to fill out paperwork for it. But
you just are told it's available.
Yeah, it comes to the state. We get the paperwork. We sign it. Then it's distributed to us on an as-use basis. In other words, if we don't use it, it just goes away. They keep it.
It's a reimbursement grant.
Yeah, a reimbursement grant.
Yeah.
And the pole pads we have now, the series. They started out in 2013, I believe. We bought ours in 2014, so the series was only a year into its cycle. Apple has now discontinued that series completely, and like I said, they've been doing security updates, but that's going to stop. It's either stopped this year or it's stopping early next year.
Yeah.
Is that? There's no chance they'll extend that because, like they did, they've done that in lots of things. When you get to software, and they tell you that, and then they extend it.
They've already extended it once.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that.
I know. We found out right after the 2021 budget had already been voted on, and we were going to go ahead and purchase an additional, was it four, I think?
Four.
Four? We were going to purchase.
I'm sorry.
Four or six, yeah. We were going to purchase it, and then that's when we found out they hadn't notified us before that. And like, we don't want to, because we're like, why aren't you responding to our request? Because we still had the bid time was still available.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we found out that they were advising us not to buy any of the old stuff because it was no longer going to be any good.
I can't find a website for them. They're based out of Santa Clara.
They're based out of St. Louis.
Yeah.
It's noink.com.
The guy who designed it.
K-N-O-W.
Yes.
Thank you. There you go.
The guy who designed it used to be a county clerk. I believe he was from St. Louis County.
Here's why I'm asking.
And there's nobody else that has.
Yeah, there's other vendors that have.
But this is what most of the counties use.
Because the others, well, this is very good, number one, but the others are more expensive.
You said that.
And the one that Adkins was first selling was much more expensive, and then they stopped selling that, and they're selling no ink, right?
No, they have another pull pad style.
It's less expensive than the original they were trying to
yes.
use.
And it's also a iOS system.
So it might be a good, we don't know. We haven't gone out for bid yet. So
would we go out for bid, or would you try to do like a sole source?
No, I want to go out for bid.
You want to go
out for bid. I think we need to see, you know, get the best price. And we like No Ink. We have no problem with No Ink. Their service is great. Their equipment works good. We don't have a lot of problems on election day. And most of them are human error, not computer error.
So if you go out for bid, you would still have time. This is, you've got September.
We don't have an election until April.
I mean, we do